Beatable $189. For a limited time, get 20% off beautiful woodlook tile packages. Great deals on all engineered hardwood and more from just 59 cents. Plus, get special financing. These deals won't last. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Do you freak out every time you break out? Try Proactiv. There's a huge reason Proactiv is the number one acne treatment. It totally works. For just $19.95, you'll get Proactiv and a rotating deep cleansing brush. A $45 value, yours free. For only $19.95, you're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or your money back. Here's the number, 1-800-644-5944. Call now for a lifetime of beautiful skin. 1-800-644-5944.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend, John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
I'm Dr. Dan Gagliotti, host of the Superior Healthcare Radio Show. Tune in Saturdays at 3 o'clock where we will empower you to overcome health issues. Find superior health with Superior Healthcare.
Reel in the big one at the Let's Go Fishing Show this Friday through Sunday at Gateway Center in Collegeville. Shop over 100 vendors, including fishing boats, rods, reels, tackle, resorts, and free seminars. Meet fishing pros Todd Faircloth and Brent Chapman. Go to letsgoshows.com for coupons and more info.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Sensitive genital areas.
Oh boy. They can be sensitive.
We're about to get Pinion's so Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the January 7th edition of Pinion's Playhouse, brought to you by Matheny Heating and Cooling. 74 years. Now that we're in 2016, it is now 74 years that they've been keeping people warm in the winter and cool in the summer. Had them out to the house yesterday. Bob, thank you, Bob, for coming out. I thought I heard a noise in the compressor. I'll tell you the story later. Matheny, that's the name you want to remember. But first, the control board. Well, he was a hit. You hear that round of applause, Dan, when I introduced him last night?
Oh, yeah.
To the people going on our show.
Oh, goodness.
Like a standing ovation.
My ears are still ringing.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Father of Archie Geis, Eon the Peon, control board operator. Say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus, which is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. And if you are not completely happy with the financial advice you have currently...
You stumbled.
I did a little bit.
Well, you're doing
it may be
really
smart
well when you stumbled.
To get a second opinion for their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Another big hit last night, and a guy who received not only a round of applause, but then a second wave and a third wave because he asked for it.
Yeah.
He was asking the people to applaud from last night. It was sad, actually. Dan Strauss, he's here in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
It's going great. It saddened me, and I was embarrassed by that. But hi, everybody.
You've embarrassed yourself before.
I don't think you've ever been embarrassed
no.
in all the years I've known
you. No, you know what? No, you're absolutely right. Whatever that is in human anatomy,
gene,
or brain, he's missing it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. He's immune to it.
No,
I mean,
shame.
Some people would like to have that.
Yeah. Cannot be embarrassed. Hebe Jimenez was there last night in charge of security. He did a great job, Hebe. He loves his job. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
And Rat Boy was there last night, and before I could introduce him, he had left. And then I talked to him today. I said, why did you leave? He was mad because he said they didn't have any. What?
Cheese.
Yes, they did.
Oh, they did. They had lots of cheese.
It was on a platter.
Those cheese cubes.
Oh, yeah. I saw them. Cheese. So you left. See? You left early. Man. You missed out on everything. This place, I'm not going to name it, but it's a pretty little place, and you don't expect something to be really good, and then it's like chicken wings. And
it's fantastic.
Oh, my goodness. Don't email me, please. Please, and say, where were the good chicken wings, okay? They can pay us to talk and speak for them. That's what we do. That's how we make money. It's how we survive. Give it up, please, for Bruce Limperest and the All Boy Orchestra.
Boy, people really wanted to meet Bruce. They were sad. Yeah. They had a gig. They couldn't do a gig last night.
Yeah.
Thank you. We're brought to you by Matheny Heating and Cooling. I called them because I thought I heard a noise. You know, the outside compressor, the thing with the big fan.
And yeah.
I kept thinking that when it would kick in, it was making a noise. Turns out it was something else. Because Bob, one of the terrific service people from Matheny, came out yesterday and he checked everything and he said, no. He said, and this is an old system. And I keep thinking, okay, one of these,
this is it,
new system. He said, no. He said, everything looks good. They did whatever maintenance they do. I said, and like an idiot, I said, well, maybe while you're here, we need to just kind of check everything out and lubricate the fan. And he said, you don't lubricate. It's like it's not a term. Anyway, it just confirmed that I'm an idiot about it. I don't know anything about that stuff. Thank goodness they do. 74 years, Matheny. Matheny, the Bob, the guy who came out, has come to our house before. He's the nicest guy in the world and looks to me like the most stress-free person. You ever meet anybody that you can just tell they never get stressed out?
Yeah.
That's this guy. Well, I checked. He talks real quietly. I've checked everything out, and everything looks good. I can't find it. He's just calm, and I think if it were on fire. Well, he had a fire. It was it burst into flames. It could have been very, very dangerous. Same tone. No matter. Doesn't get excited. Matheny. And you don't have to get excited either. All you need to know is the name Matheny, and you'll never again have to be excited or worried. And don't wait till the last minute. It's dropping. Mother Nature is cooperating with our wish that St. Louis drop into the frigid zone just before we leave for Jamaica. I think we're going to get our wish.
It'll be like the high in the 20s, low in the teens.
Perfect. So make sure that heat's working. Matheny. Remember that name? If you live in St. Louis County or St. Charles County, You can be a customer. This will be your new heating and cooling company if you're not already. Please tell them your AM and the PM, and they work on everything, any size, any make, any model, any type, residential or commercial, large or small. MatheneyHeatingAndCooling.com. From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limperest and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab. You're AM and the PM cab company. If you are AM and the PM, you won't ride in another cab. You know that. Let's make it even easier. STL Taxi. That's the app. It's free. Please download it. It's a great way to get a clean cab. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Yeah. Hey, everybody.
Hey, Bill. How are you?
That Bob gentleman, he's been to my house, too.
Yeah,
years ago.
He's very calm.
I remember he sat on one of those, it was like one of those milk crates you turn over to sit down on, and he was doing his work right there. And you're right, that's like the most relaxed guy on planet Earth.
He's the Dean Martin of the heating and cooling business.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, on a new survey, just 6% of Americans have a favorable view of the American government. And in a related story, 6% of Americans don't know what the word favorable means. So,
explain it.
Flipping there. And a guy in Pennsylvania has covered his house in tinfoil to ward off alien invasion. Although, don't knock it, it's working. Not once has one alien invaded his house.
Yeah. When I was a kid, we tried it. We were so poor, we had to use 9-foil. That's how poor we were.
See what I did there? God.
Sorry, go ahead, Bill.
Bill.
Actually, 8.
Oh, I'm sorry. You want me to continue?
Sure.
Yeah, foil.
Yeah. Well, the first season, the final season of American Idol is underway, and
No kidding. Who cares? I haven't watched it for 5 years.
Me neither. And finally,
you and everybody else.
One of the reasons I don't see that Keith Urban. That guy bothers. There's something weird about
it. Wasn't Kanye West
Urban
on it bothered? Last night?
Wait a minute.
Keith Urban
bother you.
Is too effeminate for me. He wears eyeliner. There's something about him. It's just, it's effeminate. I don't get it. I don't get him. He doesn't look like a country music person to me.
I agree with you.
No.
But then again, nobody in country music looks like country music people.
No, that's not true. Toby Keith looks like a country music
guy. You're right. Yeah. All right. North Korea claims to have detonated their first hydrogen bomb. How they've tackled that, their next project, inventing color TV.
Oh, they'll do it, too. They'll do it.
Bill Cleveland's segment is brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM Cab Company, and from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on 356 DK Terrace.
Thank you, Bill.
Okay, you're welcome. See you.
Is that North Korean kid the goofiest looking thing you've ever seen?
Kim Jong-un?
Yeah, with that goofy haircut.
Oh, yeah.
He actually looks like he has no idea what he's doing.
I know. Well, he doesn't. He's just an idiot.
I don't think he's always got that look of, what's that? What are we doing?
Yeah.
Bill Cleveland, courtesy of Laclede Cab. I want to share this with you. This is Christine Brennan in today's USA Today. For those of you who don't read the paper, didn't see that, this is worth reading. This is her. The headline in today's paper is Rams Kroenke Betrays St. Louis. Wait, she did such a great job. She says, and here's the start of the column. The Benedict Arnold of St. Louis was born in Columbia, Missouri, a two-hour drive from St. Louis, in July 1947. He was named after two of the greatest athletes in St. Louis history, Enos Slaughter and Stan Musial. Enos Stanley Kroenke didn't stray far as a young man, receiving undergraduate and master's degrees from his hometown school, University of Missouri. Many years later, he would buy a significant portion of the St. Louis Rams. In 2010, he would become the full owner of the team. In the very early days of 2016, he would throw his fellow Missourians under the bus. Kroenke is one of three NFL owners who wants to move his team to Los Angeles. The owners of the Oakland Raiders and San Diego Chargers are the others. While he certainly is not the first sports owner to yearn for the warm, enticing glow of Los Angeles, he might be the first to so thoroughly trash his neighbors and friends on what he hopes will be his way out the door. And then she goes on to quote what he said about St. Louis. It's not a three-professional team market and blah, 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 blah. And then what he said, compared to other U.S. cities, St. Louis is struggling, Kroenke said. Let me get to more of what Christine says about. She says he takes a shot at the people who actually paid to support his business enterprise, the football team fans of St. Louis. And I'm not going to read it all, but she goes on, and it's so well written. And toward the end, she says, Kroenke, of course, has the right to do all of this. It's a free country, and these are his billions, and if the NFL owners agree, he can bolt, no doubt about that. But at what cost to his game, his legacy, his reputation? She says, Stan the man? No, how about ban the Stan? She says, I write this as someone who works in Washington, D.C., covers sporting events around the world, and vacations in suburban Toledo, Ohio, where I own our family home. It's really easy to bash good, solid Midwestern cities. I hear it all the time. It's just surprising when it's done by one of our own. The NFL has said it will support only one new stadium in L.A., capable of housing two NFL teams, so someone is going to lose this battle. What if the NFL owners pick the Chargers and the Raiders and not the Rams? That would mean Kroenke would have to crawl back to St. Louis and stay there. And she says that St. Louis sports fans would be the very definition of the last laugh. Christine Brennan, USA Today. She tore him up.
And the Wall Street Journal came out.
And the Wall Street Journal.
A bunch of, yeah.
Yeah, came out and said that St. Louis is the best sports town in 2015.
And I think most people would agree with that. Just because we haven't really been that excited about the Rams, well, how about they haven't won for nine seasons and had a winning record? How about that, Stan? Maybe it's not us.
There are a couple of things. I mean, a lot of people are saying this was his strategy, though, because even if the NFL denies him, he's making it so toxic here now by he's going to say, well, look, it, I can't do it.
I can't even go back there now.
Yeah, they hate me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you're right.
And there are claims that they've been arguing to the NFL that they need a new stadium or to the city since 2002. Which was 6 years after the dome was built. They're claiming that they were already saying, we need a new place to play. The whole thing.
I don't know much about buildings or sporting. I think that I've been in the dome. It looks fine to me.
I mean,
it wasn't that long ago when it was built, and people went, wow, look at this.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Yeah, Wrigley Field sure has done well for everybody for a long, long time.
Well, what about, is Lambeau Field? How old is Lambeau Field?
Old.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how old, but it's been around a long time. Macy's going to eliminate more than 4,500 positions as part of their restructuring.
And a big call center here is going to lose a lot of people.
If you have Macy's stock, a lot of it, what if you put everything you had in Macy's? Well, in just the last couple of months, a few months, you lost half. Of everything yet. Wow, man, oh, man, oh, man. So, one name, Amazon. Amazon is going to knock the wind out of a lot of people, and they are. Al Roker and his wife, Deborah Roberts, I think she's on like 2020 and Good Morning America, and he's on NBC. She's an ABC. An interesting couple, but they've written a book about, they've been married 20. Here's another good example of people writing a book, and I just go, really? They've been married 20 years, and it's how to raise kids. And Al and Deborah, I don't know that most of us could relate to you two raising kids. You're both millionaires and TV personality. I just don't get that when people like that thing. Let's tell everybody else how to have a family and how to stay married. And everybody's situation is not, it's different. It's not like theirs. Let's get the ladies. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
I haven't done this for a while. This is a disturbing joke in the beginning because the setup is a situation that's uncomfortable. It's a pregnant woman. She's pregnant with triplets, and the ultrasound has already confirmed it's two girls and a boy. And she's out shopping one day, and a robber runs out of the bank and sees her and thinks, well, she's a witness, shoots her three times in the stomach.
Oh.
Immediately she's rushed to the hospital, and she said, my babies, I'm pregnant with triplets, please tell. And the doctor says, you know what, they're fine. Each one actually took a bullet, but it's safer to leave the bullets in. Let the children be born. Let them grow up. The bullet actually won't hurt anything. It would be too risky. So she does, and they're born, and they're healthy triplets, two boys and a girl. And the doctor tells her, you know, at some point, maybe the bullets will either exit on their own or it'll be safe to go in, but don't worry about it. They're healthy kids. They go through grade school, and they get into high school, and everything is fine for 16 years. And then one day, one of the daughter triplets runs into the room in tears, crying. And her mother says, what's wrong, huh? And she says, I don't get it. The weirdest thing happened. She says, Mom, I was peeing, and a bullet came out. And her mom says, let me tell you a story. And she sat her down and told her the story of how when she and her triplet sister and triplet brother were inside her, there was a robber, and he shot, and she told him the whole story. About a week later, the second daughter runs into her mom's room. Mom, she's screaming, she's hysterical, and she says, Mom, I was peeing, and Mom says, and a bullet came out? She said, yes, and she tells her the story. About a week after that, her son comes running into her room. She says, what's wrong? He said, Lucky's dead. Lucky's dead. She says, our dog, Lucky, is dead? He says, yes, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to mean to. She says, you're sorry to mean to do? What are you talking about? He says, I was out behind the garage playing with myself, and I shot Lucky.
That's happened to Tim Weiland a couple of times, I think.
I think it has.
Yeah, I know. Here he is to give you some traffic, Tim.
All right, I'd rather do that. Hey, we've got, it's a mess out there right now. We've got a jam up on southbound 170 from Page down through 40 and on northbound 170 from Page all the way up through Frost Road. And eastbound 270, that's jamming up now a little bit north of St. Charles Rock Road all the way around through 367. Southbound 270, still Dorset down through Highway 44. Southbound 141 from Big Bend down through 44. We've got lights that are short cycling now on southbound Kirkwood Road. First of all, Lindbergh is running slow from Schutz Road all the way down through Highway 40, and then Kirkwood Road from a little south of Manchester all the way through Highway 44. And eastbound 40 downtown, that's jammed up from Vandeventer to the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report brought to you by Burger King's Flame Grilled Chicken Burger. Like burgers, like chicken, then you'll love the new Flame Grilled Chicken Burger from Burger King. And right now, they're just $2 for $5. The new Flame Grilled Chicken Burger, only at Burger King. Restrictions apply. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
We're live. We're local.
What does that mean to you?
While the people you hear on some other talk stations are in New York or L.A., KTRS personalities are right here in St. Louis. That means local St. Louisans are talking to other St. Louisans about things that happen in St. Louis while we work and play and live together in St. Louis.
Doesn't get more local than that.
Keeping it local. That's our focus on the Big 550 KTRS.
Message and data rates may apply.
Too many people are still needlessly suffering with joint discomfort. So we're taking Joint Relief to a whole new level by giving away 1 million complimentary samples of all new fast-acting Insiflex Advanced, the advanced formula that takes Joint Relief to a whole new level. We took the number one top-selling joint formula at GNC and supercharged it with powerful key ingredients that work so fast, you need just one tiny pill a day to start feeling relief in just 1 week. Now we're giving away 1 million complimentary samples. Get yours by texting FLEX to 99000. Instaflex Advanced is not only incredibly fast, its key ingredient is twice as effective as other products using old-fashioned glucosamine plus chondroitin. It helps increase mobility and flexibility too. We're giving away 1 million complimentary samples to help people experience a whole new advanced level of relief. Complimentary samples are not available in any store. You can only get yours by texting FLEX to 99000. Again, text FLEX to 99000.
What would you do if you could speak Spanish? Have a barbecue with the Spanish-speaking family next door?
Hola, ¿qué tal?
Swap stories with locals on a Costa Rican rainforest safari?
Ah, mira, es maravilloso.
Order your favorite Tex-Mex in Spanish?
Quisiera un burrito de carne, por favor.
Once-in-a-lifetime adventures to everyday moments. If you've always wanted to learn Spanish, to have real conversations with native speakers, now you can. Because Rosetta Stone is letting everyone who calls try an absolutely free demo of its powerful language learning program. Call now, 1-800-514-3354. Fully immersing you in the Spanish language, Rosetta Stone is fast, fun, and easy. Learn on your computer or iPad. Practice on the go with your smartphone at your own pace and at your own convenience. If you've always wanted to speak Spanish, this is your chance with the fastest, easiest way to learn a language guaranteed. But don't wait. Call Rosetta Stone now for your free demo. 1-800-514-3354. That's 1-800-514-3354.
Hey, I have rhythm. I love to dance. And I've been told that I dance pretty well. But I'm also totally blind, which means that sometimes my circadian rhythms can get totally out of step with the world around me. Circadian rhythms are regulated by our internal master body clock. But because I can't perceive light, my body clock simply doesn't know what time it is. This can have me wide awake in the middle of the night and fighting to stay awake during the day. That can affect relationships and make it difficult to be productive at work. And it can make every day a real challenge. It's not my imagination. It's called non-24, and it affects up to 70% of people who are totally blind. So if you're like me, you're not alone, and there is hope. Call 855-856-2424 today, or visit learnmorenon24.com to find out more about non-24. Because learning more about non-24 is the first step to getting your rhythm back.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
The next time you're in your basement, look up. What do you see? If it's a vast expanse of pipes, ducts, wires, and the supports of the floor above, it's not exactly what you'd call attractive.
Ew!
And if your basement is also your man cave, the horrible acoustics from all that stuff above your head makes your electronics sound terrible. Even with the best sound system, you need the experts. From the Ceiling Center. The Ceiling Center specializes in ceilings, as well as flooring for your basement. They do commercial as well as residential projects. The Ceiling Center installs metal ceilings, acoustical ceilings, even decals of your favorite sports teams. They also install all types of flooring, like carpeting, hardwood, and tile. And here's the good part. The Ceiling Center has more variety than those big box stores, with over 20 different tiles on display, all at lower prices than those big box stores. The Ceiling Center has been owned by the same family since 1987 and has a reputation for doing ceilings and floors right the first time. Change your basement from to
nice
with the help of the Ceiling Center on St. Charles Rock Road in Bridgeton, a half mile west of I-270. Online at theceilingcenter.com.
I'm Steve Sitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. Right now, I'm holding a book that could change your life. It will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about. And right now, I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and you worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at the age of 80, well, you need to read this free book. The reality is, you'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros. And you can for free by calling 1-800-900-1139. Are you skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-900-1139. That's 1-800-900-1139. 1-800-900-1139.
When you're making a sandwich, there is no better meat for a sandwich than Boar's Head meat. And there's no better place to get Boar's Head meat than Menino's Market in Cottonville. Why Boar's Head? It's gluten-free, MSG-free, low-fat, rich in protein. Why Menino's? Because at Menino's, Boar's Head is $2 a pound cheaper than anywhere else. Menino's Market in Cottonville. Great food, great atmosphere, healthy eating, family-friendly, and inexpensive. Menino's or meninosmarket.com.
There's a reason why so many celebrities use Proactive. Their faces are their money. And it's time for you to get it because Proactive has set up a special 800 number. For just $19.95, you'll get Proactive and a rotating deep cleansing brush. A $45 value, yours free. For only $19.95, you're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or your money back. Here's the number, 1-800-644-5944. Call now for a lifetime of beautiful skin. 1-800-644-5944.
People love the new KFC $5 fill-up with 100% white meat popcorn chicken. KFC, it's finger-looking good. Offer includes popcorn chicken, side cookie, and medium drink. Pricing and participation may vary.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. When you gonna let me get so
well, he's got to be in a really good mood today because he has plenty of time. He hates it when he gets cut short, so we'll make up for the last couple of times we had to do that. He is Mike Evans. He is in Southern California. He'll probably have something to say about that. You see that People's Choice thing where that moron got... I don't even know why that's a story. Who cares about The Voice and who cares about that? But it is, and maybe he'll have more on that, like who the guy was. We need to mention that Mr. Evans is brought to you by Annie Guns. Annie Guns is a restaurant, and it's a fantastic restaurant. I'll be dining there tomorrow night, as a matter of fact. Next door is the Smokehouse Market. They are owned by the same terrific family, and they're on the east end of everything in Chesterfield Valley, and gift cards must be a great idea because they sell them every day. And now from Southern California, courtesy of Annie Guns and the Smokehouse, here is Mike Evans. You know, that People's Choice thing, I actually turned on The Talk today, which I haven't watched, I don't think, ever. What a horrible, horrible show.
It is. It's brutal.
It is beyond bad. And, of course, all they wanted to talk about was their having their awards reception speech interrupted by, who cares?
By that guy that popped up there?
Cares?
Who was that guy?
I think he's some guy who thinks now he's going to be famous. Well, too bad. I haven't heard anybody mention your name.
Yeah, and plus, the People's Choice Awards is a joke.
It is a joke.
You only win if you guarantee that you will be there. So take like, you know, 10 of the, in each category, and they call who they hope will accept. But the ones that say, no, I can't make it, then they say, okay, thank you. They cross their name off, and they call the next one.
If you're not coming, okay, then you didn't get an award.
That's exactly the way it works.
Oh, my.
This was Dick Clark's thing. He started this. And when I worked for the New York Post, I was assigned, I think I've told you the story, I was assigned to go to Dick Clark's house and his wife, Carrie, and at like 5 o'clock in the morning, the day of the People's Choice Awards. And at the time, it was live. And I, you know, had breakfast with him, and then got in his limo and spent the whole day chronicling what happened with Dick Clark as he did this. As he, you know, he was the MC of it back then.
Whoa.
It was very cool. It was very, very cool. And he was a taskmaster and did not put up with any crap from anybody. I heard him screaming and cussing out John Denver like you wouldn't believe it.
Oh, that's a great story. I love that.
About 7 o'clock in the morning, he gets a call, and he goes, I don't give a F. What the F you have? He says, get up. He just went off. So he hung up. I go, who was that? And he goes, it was John Denver. And I go, what was that all about? And he goes, well, off the record, of course, they're both dead now. So he said, you know, we sent him a first-class plane ticket. And, you know, he's supposed to be on a plane in about an hour and a half, and coming from Denver. And he wants to lease a private plane and us pay for it.
Oh, the nerve.
Yeah.
He said, I'll just fly myself.
Yeah. That's when I would have exposed to the world, well, mm-hmm. Guess what? John Denver's not even his real name. And it was. His name was John Boulder.
There you go.
Oh, my.
Colorado humor.
don't ruin it, homie.
Okay, sorry.
I thought it was Martina Navratilova.
Yeah.
They did look a lot alike. They did look alike.
No, actually,
Navratilova.
Billie Jean King. I think he looks more like Billie Jean King.
No, Billie Jean like Martina King. Navratilova.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he looked like Navratilova.
Yeah.
I don't think so. Okay. I saw Martina Navratilova at a Jensen's Market here in Palm Springs recently. Didn't look anything like. First of all, it's twice as tall as John was.
Did you kiss her?
True.
Yeah, I kissed her. I pulled her pants down.
Oh, well, come on.
I changed her around the
edit,
edit, edit,
edit, edit, edit, edit that out. Edit that out. Right now.
This took a turn.
Right now. Now, back to the talk. I don't know how anybody could watch that show.
Pop quiz question, name the name of the Oscar winner who's just like a regular guy. Goes shopping at the grocery, goes to the mall, washes his car at those coin-operated car washes.
Oh, wow.
Always poses for autograph. This guy won a Best Actor Academy Award. Eddie Redmayne, Matthew McConaughey, Daniel Day-Lewis, Jeff Bridges. Love Nuggets. Things seem to be getting serious with Khloe Kardashian.
Who cares?
And Houston Rocket James Harden. Meanwhile, her husband, Lamar Odom, is still in the hospital.
You know, it would have been a cruel joke for James Harden's parents to name him Dick. Dick Harden.
I think one more line.
One more and I've ruined it. Then I've ruined it. I'm on the brink.
You are.
Okay. All right.
Justin Bieber is spending a lot of time with hottie Haley Baldwin.
I don't know her.
That's Stephen Baldwin's daughter.
Yeah, but I saw that. I saw a picture of him kissing her or something. Yeah, she is a hottie.
Justin thinks it's a real turn-on for her. He loves to stick his index finger in his mouth and then jam it in her ear.
Wet
willy.
The old wet willy.
Yeah.
He laughs. She absolutely hates it, tells him not to do it, but he does it all the time. Yeah. What is he, 12 years old?
Yeah. That's a good one, Justin.
Yeah.
I tell you, never mind.
No, go ahead. Now you have to tell it.
Oh.
Well, if you're going to stick something.
No, okay, don't tell it. All right, don't. All right, we changed our minds. Don't
tell it. Odds and ends. American Idol. Did anybody watch it last night?
No, I don't watch it.
No, but was that Kanye West that showed up?
Kanye West. Well, yeah, I mean, it was just ridiculous.
That was
so Ryan Seacrest produces Keeping Up with the Kardashians, and Kim showed up and asked if Kanye could try out for the show. So Kanye went in and sang, and it was hideous, absolutely hideous. You couldn't make the show if you wanted to. I mean, just self-promoting crap.
Yeah.
I mean, it was kind of cool the old winners made an appearance, but I mean, I'll be so glad when this thing is over.
Who's the rapper who just got out of prison? Ex-con Ye West.
Yeah, I think you've done it.
Okay, now I did it. No, oh. I ruined it. I ruined the report.
You absolutely ruined my report. I saw two headlines in the L.A. Times that got my attention. It actually really upset me. The bigger headline on the top part of the newspaper said, Caitlyn Jenner struggles with womanhood. And then a smaller second headline on a smaller story, single mom of four loses home in Missouri floods. I would think that the single mom might be having a little more struggle with womanhood than Caitlyn Jenner.
No kidding.
It's ridiculous. I hate to tell you, but you know that Bradley Cooper who always comes across as such a nice guy when he does interviews? I talked to a PA that worked a movie and a TV show he did. He's a real jerk, Bradley Cooper.
Wow, that's that surprises me.
I know, it surprised me too.
Who's the rapper who used to play a tough
guy? Here it comes.
Used to play a tough guy a lot.
Well, you're going to put the final nail in the coffin here.
James Kanye West.
Oh, my.
See what I did there?
Oh, yes. Yeah. James
Kanye.
Unfortunately,
I think most of St. Louis saw what you did there.
Yeah, saw that coming, yeah.
She has the most vulgar mouth in Hollywood. Every other word's the F-bomb.
Mm.
Jennifer Lawrence says she's from the backwoods of Kentucky, and that's how they talk there.
Mm.
Date in history, January 7, 1991, Pete Rose released from prison for tax evasion. Mm. I'd forgotten he went to prison.
I had too.
I don't remember that.
How long?
Six months.
Okay.
6 months in the lockup. Well, the report is destroyed.
It is. I agree.
And finally.
It was perfect.
It was absolutely perfect. In fact,
when I stepped in.
In fact, I hope the people on the talk heard this today. Name the name of the best actor Oscar winner that is just like a regular guy. Goes to the grocery, the mall, hangs out, goes to the coin-operated car wash. Is it Eddie Redmayne, Matthew McConaughey, Daniel Day-Lewis, Jeff Bridges?
I'll go Matthew McConaughey.
Daniel Day-Lewis.
All right. I think it's Jeff Bridges, though.
Last week, he posed for pictures at the Albertsons grocery and at... He was buying furniture at IKEA. Winner of Best Actor for the movie Theory of Everything, Eddie Redmayne.
Oh.
I'm Mike Evans.
There are some guys who are too convincing as women when they become women. And he's one, Eddie Redmayne.
I don't know who that is. Yeah.
He played the Stephen Hawking. If you didn't see that one yet. Well, you have to see it. It's incredible. He's so good. But there's one now where he plays a transgender or something. He's still too good. And you know that guy that was in Dallas Buyers Club who played the transvestite or drag?
Yeah.
He was way too... I'll tell you who else. The Dirty Dancing guy, Patrick Swayze.
Oh, Patrick
Remember
Swayze
that movie
was,
he did?
Too Wong Fu, whatever.
He was just a little too.
He was. Everybody said that when that movie came out. It's like, whoa.
Wait a minute. You weren't supposed to be that convincing as a woman. That was Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. And I have just enough time for this. This is a quick story. There's a woman, I'm trying to see where it was. I don't have, somewhere in the United States, New Jersey. This actually is, I don't want to say it's a good idea, I don't want people trying it, but she placed a 911 call, and I don't know exactly, here it says what she did. She told the dispatchers that there was a woman being assaulted at a bar, and she described it as a pretty bad scene, and so the cops in her little town all rushed there so she could then, while they're there, rob the bank or something. Or robbed a place because she knew she'd send all the cops to another place. Hey, don't try this at home. Not a good idea. And they caught her because, sometimes crooks like that aren't that smart. She thought that was smart, but I think they traced the call and knew that she was the one who made the bogus. Now she's in big trouble, so not a good idea. There's a sea in Schaefer. I've said that for 16 years or so. And you folks must have paid attention because a lot of you have, you've gone to the only place that I can recommend. There is one other body shop years ago I used to deal with, and they were good. And then I stopped dealing with them when Schaefer came along, because Schaefer is also really good. And I don't know, I can't tell you Schaefer's the best body shop in the country. I haven't been all over the country. I haven't had accidents all over the country. I saw a deer yesterday on the side of Wild Horse Creek Road. And I mean, it was a big one. And it had been just hit hard. And all I could think of was, well, I know that feeling, and I hope that vehicle is a Schaefer. Because if it is, when you get it back, it'll be, as they say, like it never happened. Schaefer Auto Body Centers, you have the right to remain silent. No, you have the right to tell your insurance company, this is where I want this car to go. I want it done right. And they're going to agree with you. They're going to want it done that way, too. Schaefer Auto Body Centers, 10 locations now. S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R, SchaeferAutoBody.com.
Meet me.
Time for our final check on traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
Okay, Dan, it doesn't look a lot better than it was the last traffic report. We still have southbound 270 that stop and go from Dorset down through Doherty Ferry. Slow from that point in some pockets all the way to Tesson Ferry. We have westbound 40 slowing approaching Kings Highway out through McCausland. Little heavy from Vallis out through Maryville Center. We have southbound 170 that's getting a little better now. It's just slow north of Olive down through Highway 40. Same thing on northbound 170 from about Natural Bridge through Frost. Eastbound 270, some stop-and-go pockets from Missouri Bottom all the way through 367. And downtown eastbound 40 is slowing now from Compton to the Poplar Street Bridge. This report brought to you by AccountTemps. When you need additional help closing your books, call AccountTemps. They can provide you with bookkeepers and other accounting and finance professionals on a temporary basis and fast. Call today, AccountTemps, a Robert Half company. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
It's decision time.
Should I stay or should I go?
Will the Rams stay or will they go?
Going back to Houston.
To answer that question, Martin Kilcoyne is heading to Houston to cover the NFL meeting next Tuesday and Wednesday as they decide the future of football in St. Louis.
Should I stay or should I go?
Which team gets the winning ticket to L.A.? The Raiders, the Chargers, or our Rams? When that decision is made, you'll hear all the details right here. Will the Rams stay or will they go? On KTRS.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
This is Lori Grenier. You've seen me on Shark Tank hearing pitches from small businesses. Now, there is a new way for small businesses to get a loan in minutes. It's called Cabbage. That's Cabbage with a K. Just fill out the application online. You'll get an instant decision and could have access to a line of credit of up to $100,000. No waiting, no hassle. Cabbage is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and is a Forbes Top 100 company. Go to Cabbage.com, that's Cabbage with a K, K-A-B-B-A-G-E, or call 888-CABBAGE.
It's time for the women to have their turn. Tonight, the Mizzou women's basketball team travels to Georgia to take on the Bulldogs. Catch all the action right here at 6 p.m. on your home of the Missouri Tigers, the Big 550, KTRS. We are our Mizzou.
Reel in the big one at the Let's Go Fishing Show this Friday through Sunday at Gateway Center in Collegeville. Shop over 100 vendors, including fishing boats, rods, reels, tackle, resorts, and free seminars. Meet fishing pros Todd Faircloth and Brent Chapman. Go to letsgoshows.com for coupons and more info.
It may be cold outside, but the weather will be perfect inside America Center at the second annual St. Louis Motorcycle Show this Saturday and Sunday. Get your buy one, get one free coupon by texting motorcycle to 80761. Go to stlmotorcycleshow.com.
I almost never reveal the assignments I'm on Friday, but tomorrow it's to see that Leonardo DiCaprio movie. I'll let you know how that goes. Have a great Thursday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on, leave! Get out! Next!
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you, bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
Hi, dear.
All right, goodbye, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
You're listening to a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
It's 5:59. Jim Huer in the KTRS studios. Glad you're with us here tonight on the Big 550 KTRS. No Fox 2 News this evening. We have Mizzou women's basketball for you tonight here on the Big 550 KTRS. Last night, the men's team went down to Stegeman Coliseum in Athens, Georgia to try and get a victory against the Georgia Bulldogs. It didn't happen. Well, tonight, the women's team will try and do it. Missouri on the women's side, they're 13-1 overall. They lost their last game against Tennessee, and they're looking for their first conference victory here tonight in Athens, Georgia. Georgia, by the way, is 12-2. So let's go to Brad Trinago, who is at Stegeman Coliseum. He's got the broadcast tonight, and then after the broadcast, we'll have the big sports show with you tonight.